But if people have asked me the questions today a few times, and I think I'd like to answer it with a vart. The question I was asked a few times, so bottom line, so, you know, which is more chashev, the one sitting and learning, the Shevet Levi, the other Shvatim, and so on. So I'd like to answer to the vart. It says, we start the parasha, Adam ki Yaakov mikem. So and there's a whole list of inyanim, min abakim, min atzoin, lahoitzias hanevad, atzoin, lahoitzias hamukta, and lahoitzias nakeach, a whole list of things that are possible to bring as a carbon. Okay. The first one, so they're all learned from mina behema, mina baka, mina tzoin, meaning not every behema is kosher, not every baka is kosher, every tzoin is kosher. So each one we learn a miyot. There's one exception, and that is the first one from the word Adam. We're memayit that gzela can't be brought as a carbon. So first of all, gzela it's true in everything. You know, I mean, there's what to be in foul weapons of Bavaria. You did it before. It was kind of with Yish, fine. But gzela shouldn't stand out. Should be listed somewhere along the line, because gzela really, the other ones, in Nevad and so on, in other areas it might not be. But why would it be first? But more than that, it's learned from the word Adam. Why is it learned from the word Adam and not from some other thing? It's as if this is the primary psul in a carbon is gezel, and not only is a psul in behema, it's some psul in the Adam. So, thinking, if you ask yourself, so if we try to understand karbonis vis-a-vis other mitzvahs, so let me give a mashal, and then so we'll understand it. Imagine I hire a plumber to do work in my house, and he comes, and he does his work. It's very nice, and later I find out that he used stolen piping to do it. So I would be upset. I'd be very upset. I'd be scared. Okay, it's case one. Imagine the second scenario, a husband or a fiancé presents his kalo's wife with a ring, and then she finds out it's stolen. So it's not the pshat, you're just upset or angry. When a person does work for me, so he did the work, I pay him for the work, if he's using stolen stuff, I'm upset. But when you give somebody a present, and that's supposed to represent your feelings towards you, and that's stolen, So it goes to the heart of what it is. Plumbing, the tachlis is to fix the pipes. The pipes are fixed. They're working fine. But there's an avla alongside it. When somebody gives a present and he says, this is a $100,000 diamond ring, and you know what it means to take out $100,000 and give it to you, and there's somebody else's, it goes to the core of what it is. The world of mitzvahs is things that the Eibishter wants done in the Bria. So if matzah, he told me to eat matzah. Lulav, he told me to take lulav. If I do it stolen, it's an avla that accompanies something I did. Karbonis, we weren't told to do. Karbonis is adam kiyakriv mikem. We start with a carbon that's an adava. And when you bring something that's not yours and stolen, then the hashchasa is much, much deeper than we had to do something and use stolen goods for it. That, I think, is a pshat the pasuk. I'd like to take it to a different area, but the same idea. People, we have mitzvahs that we're mechuyev to do. And the mitzvahs that we're mechuyev to do, whether we're good at it, not good at it, if somebody's a bigger davener, somebody's less of a davener, you have to daven three times a day. A person's a big alumna, less alumna, there's a certain kvias kaivet and Torah, and you have to do these things and so on. So how good we do it and how poor we do it is a mark of better or worse. Then there's a decision of Adam ki Yaakov mikem. What am I supposed to do? In other words, fine, these are things I'm supposed to do, but the me that I'm giving over to Rabbi Shalom, who's that me that I'm giving over to Rabbi Shalom? And gzela is not good. Gzela, I mean, if you represent yourself as somebody else, if you're somebody who can't sit in Olah Torah, you can sit in Olah Torah, but you can't That's not where you'll flourish and bring out the best. So why are you trying to bring that to Rabbi Shalom? On the other hand, let's say you can do that, and this is, you'd be ideal at it, and you would do well. You'd rather live a comfortable life and pay somebody else to do it. So it's also not the mikem. In other words, the real decision, what I need to do, Shaharach says, the giving of oneself, which means my life, my career, what I do, that's a decision of Adam Yak Mikem, and it means a person needs to find his real self and give that real self. And we don't have a Navi to tell us, but a person feels, you know, the things that he's good at doing and the things he can do and so on. So my answer is, if a person gives anything but his self to Rabbi Shalom, then he's switching, then he's not being mekayemet. I don't know if anyone ever knows the final answer, but as a person goes on and he feels, this is me, and these are the kohos that I would ideally use for serving Rabbi Shalom, that's a satisfied person. What else, you know, and that's why the question best is as if there's a choice. There is no choice. And the question is, what is the best in me that gave Rosh Hashanah? What's the me that I feel Rosh Hashanah gave? That's really what I feel. And you know, when a person, Rabbi Shapiro told somebody this, I heard from the person he told it to, just somebody who had done extremely well, very, very successful in business, and by the time he was 40, he had enough to, for Bonim, or Bnei Bonim, outside of Kaladeris. And he wanted to maybe sit and learn all day in Cairo. And Rav Moshe Shapiro told him, there's a Shevet Yisachar, Shevet Zvulun. If you feel that you can be as a good Yisachar as you are a Zvulun, no one has a right to tell you that you have to work to support other Maestas. But if not, then you're the Zvulun. A Zvulun is not a jail sentence. It's not second rate, it's an excuse. This is who you were told to be. So it's a tough Cheshbon Nefesh. It's not always easy to figure it out, but at least understand the principle is when you're talking about chiyuvim, clear-cut chiyuvim, you have no choice. You're better at worse than it. When you're talking about giving yourself to Hashem, which is what karbonis are about, that's what it's about. I want to say a few words about, you know, the things people said about the sefer and so on. I'd like to give, again, a mashal. I guess that's, it's always easier to explain things. Imagine somebody has a bottle of soda, and he tries to open it up, it's a twist off the cap, and all of a sudden there's this massive explosion of water and gas flowing all over the place. So it's not the gvura of the person opening the bottle cap, it's a simen that there was a lot of pressure there, and he just made a hole in the cap, and this is where it's gone to. My feeling is, it's a schus that I feel I was mechavim to a lot of people's deep feelings and angst and things people think about. I think Ashrei, that is a door that feels that way. When I was growing up, nobody had any doubts, and you know, everybody was doing what they were doing, and nobody's learning. The fact that people emotionally struggle with it is something, and I feel that simply the positive reactions have been because of that. It's that's what people are feeling, and that's what people are looking and searching, and my hope is really that other people express angles, perspectives, whatever it is. It'll become a something that Tzibur will deal with now that that people have words and it's expressible, so people express and think, and Bez Hashem, the next door will build on our door, and so on. That's really what the hope is. I want to thank a lot of people here who have been extremely helpful. This forum that I've tried to put out, you know, the other ones, the Sefer Torah, the Tzitzos, I always felt, I try to do things that I feel people need, you know, that what I would like to see and have, and you know, someone had, when I put out the first one, it was a Maral Ner Mitzvah, someone had given me a bracha, I should put out my own sefer. I said, you know, you work hard to put out sefarim, it costs a lot of money. I really have no chesed to put out something with my name on it, to sit and in the boxes on a sale someplace where a box for $2 and that's it. I mean, where somebody will just complain I'm taking up shelf space. I'd like to do, and the sitter or all these things, it takes a lot of, I found out belatedly that it takes a lot of work to do it well and a lot of money to do it well. And Baruch Hashem, a lot of people here have been extremely helpful. I want to express my kara hatov. I also, you know, I a lot of people have spoken about using some of the ideas in the last book about to go forward. It's really something, you know, I mean, the idea of a VAD type of thing, things of that nature, is people really feel, and basically what they mean is continued adult education. They want to have a ruchnistik and mezgeres that supersedes a shul with the daven and is a way to feel that they're growing, they're moving forward. It's things I'm thinking about. I'm trying to think, are there constructive ideas that can work? It's almost as if it's hard to find people, you know, I guess we haven't paid attention to it, so people who can do that, who can take a group of people and sit together and work on things in a meaningful way and in a smart way to move forward. You know, it's hard finding, I mean, it's ideas. I don't know, they're percolating. And I guess we should pay attention to some of that. What can we do to further, until the idea of a VAD, as many people have spoken about it, finding people that are adept at it. You know, we've been adept at doing many things in a yeshiva setting, but that's very different. What a bacha needs to work on and the language he needs and the ideas are extremely different than people outside. It's not the same at all. I don't know. You know, I've been thinking about it. I've been talking about it. I don't know more. And I'm hoping that Berov, Yod, Simtoshia, people will think about it. People come with ideas, and some ideas will actually work really well, and we'll move forward in the next step. That's my perspective on history is every door has its challenge. Every challenge takes its karbonis. Whether it was Daskala, whether it was Zionism, whether it was Karoyism, whether it was Shapsi Tzvi, every door had its issues, and then we came back stronger because of it. My door, the issue was that there should be Torah. Nobody knew anything, nobody was learning, there was nothing when I was growing up. You know, Baruch Hashem, something happened. The challenge the next door is, how do we turn that into a Torah society? When Baruch Hashem was zeichet to have so many B'nai Torah, and the nature of it is that many of the Torah will not be in Beis Medrash, but they'll be Bnei Torah. What's the tfus that will work for that? Is our door's challenge, and Bezus Hashem, if this contributed to the discussion and to prodding people to think and to come up with ideas and to develop it further, v'hoya zeh schareinu b'chalam aleinu. Wow.